Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
To get real. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I have my arms open, and I am so excited to share this next hour with you. This is going to be a special hour. My son Nathan is going to call in, and who knows what we're going to talk about, from spirituality to the opposite of spirituality. It's going to be entertaining, for one. Let me promise you that. But before I go on, I want to thank all of you for the wonderful emails that I keep receiving. Thank you to all my few fans out there in the online blog talk radio community. Thank you so much for the positive energy and the encouragement. Reality spirituality is defined by everyday life experiences, your everyday life experiences. Reality spirituality links the spiritual world with the world that we're living in right now. And they are linked. And they do have a common thread. In fact, one created the other. That's right, the spiritual world created this world that you see in front of you. And that's the link, and that's the exciting part about it, because they work together. The spiritual world and the reality world, if you will, work together for your benefit. All you got to do is pay attention. Guess who's on the line? Talking about paying attention, let me pay attention to the studio board and let me upload this call. Hello, you're on live with Rebecca Norrington in Reality Spirituality. Okay, hold on. Okay, there we go. Oops, I hear you now. Hello, I think the mouse might have cut that wire.
The wire. Get it?
Yes, I do get it. So the person on the other end of the line is my one and only son, child, first baby.
Right.
And it's Nathan, and his name is Nathan, and sometimes he goes by, he has other names also, depending on what kind of mood he's in. He takes on that mood, and he takes on another name, and I love it. I mean,
That's right.
Who says you have to go through life with just one name?
I don't.
So what's your name today?
No, Nathan's all right with me for today.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, hello, Nathan, and welcome.
Well, thank you to thank you for having me on the show.
Well, listen. One of these days, I'm going to have a talk show, and I'm going to let you on the show too, Dr. Freddles. Thank you for having me.
But you
didn't
hear that from me.
Yes, that's right, because that's not universal. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you didn't hear that from me.
No, but okay, so let me start off
all right.
with a short little story, if you will.
And I there, will.
Okay, yes. Last week, I subbed a cycling class, and I'm subbing for the I'm subbing for 3 consecutive weeks. So to this week, this morning was my second time subbing. Now, last week when I went into the class, it was a full class. Maybe there's 29, 30 bikes in a room, so 28 bikes were filled. And I made my announcement, hello, welcome, I'll be subbing for the next 3 weeks. And I, as I always do, I taunt the audience. And I said, I'll understand if I don't see you ever again. I always say that. I mean, it's just, to me, it's really funny. And lo and behold, guess what happened today? The class was half empty. Mm. Now, how was I affected by that? And it's 3 words. Not at all.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, of course I noticed it. I even made a joke. I said to the people that were there, I said, oh, well, I said, I guess they'll be back in another week after, you know, this stint of subbing is finished. And some of the people that were there were saying, I loved your class last week. You're so challenging. Yeah, a few people, they love it. But obviously not everybody does. But that's okay. Because it brings me back to a problem that I used to have, an issue that I used to have when I would teach a class and there was hardly anyone in it. In fact, I really had an issue if there was one person. In fact, I would be upset. I would look at them with a scowl like, why are you here? I have to waste my time with just one person. Of course, that was years ago, but it's true. That's how I felt. And it all ties in because this week, in fact, 2 days ago, the universe gave me this message. Because when I showed up and there was only one person in the class, guess what? I didn't feel good. And if I didn't have a full class, guess what? I didn't feel good. Especially if it was something that I caused. And the universe hit me with this one. You don't feel good because we are not an entity. We are not about numbers. You didn't feel good because that wasn't universal, caring about numbers. Having an issue with a number, people, a lot of people, no people, one person, 500 people. The universe doesn't even acknowledge a number. And so now I have to adjust because I want to. If I don't care about a number, I don't care who's listening to this radio show. I don't care if there's 0 people or one person or nobody. I said 0, so that's 0 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit that made me feel good. Because I'm performing for, or I'm speaking for me. And the universe is my audience. And isn't that enough? And if it's not enough, in my world, it's not universal. And that's how I wanted to start the show today.
I like it. I like that.
took me for a loop, Nathan, because I get stats on this radio show, how many people listen, how many live listens, how many people go back to archive. Sometimes that number is Low, baby. And I mean, when I say low, I mean under the bed. And then you got to use a flashlight to find something. Get it? So let's just say I'm not burning up the wires. In fact, there might even be an echo. Echo, 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 echo. Because, yeah, there is an echo when the number is zero, because that means you're talking into a cave.
An empty cave.
An empty cave, which is even worse than a cave. At least I have some animals in the cave to, you know, come on.
That's so funny.
But when I really think about it, and I felt bad every time. And it's because the universe doesn't care about numbers. And if I'm going to be about the universe, then because I know if I'm about the universe, I'm going to be off the scale in this happiness, contentment thing. And that's shit. I mean, that's where it's at.
I definitely agree with that. And I'll tell you, I can definitely relate to being upset with how many people show up, or rattled, or whatever you want to call it, with the yoga.
Let me just say this. Some people don't know that you are a yoga instructor.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoever's out there listening,
yeah,
they know.
or not listening. Get it?
Get it.
But keep going, go on, go on. So you
because sometimes my numbers are low to the flow too, low to the flow. And I do know what you mean when only one person shows up, because I've had that happen too. That's the worst.
Hi. I love your honesty. I love your honesty. That's the worst.
That's the worst. To me, I'd rather have nobody show up than one person show up.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen to that, because even if you have no people, then nobody knows that no people showed up. It's even the better.
And at least you get a little break, too.
You get a break, you get a little paycheck, you get to walk out of there, and you get an hour, free hour for the day.
One person shows up. Yeah, so I feel that. So every class is like, I just see what's up, what's going on with me, and just try to be cool that I'm teaching in the first place.
Right. When you say see what's up and what's going on with me, I get it, but that's kind of general. Do you have anything more specific to share? Like what's going on with you?
Specific place.
like a specific emotion.
Yes.
Please share.
I feel like I don't really want to do it. I feel like a little bit of a loser. It's like no one's here. I feel like I'm wasting my time. And it's like my energy, it's like I don't give as much because there's not as many people to give to. So I work towards, you know, doing, I want to teach the same class no matter who's there, or at least work towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just see how I feel.
While you were talking, I came up with a verb description of how you sounded, and it's just how I sound, how I feel too, and it's deflated.
Deflated. I like that.
Yeah, like all of the air has gone out of your sails.
That's it. It's deflated. It's like, whoa. It's like, poof.
Mm-hmm. You're ready for some excitement, some energy, and then you walk into the room and it's a surprise party, and you're the only one surprised. Get it? Because nobody showed up. Surprise! You don't have any friends. Nobody showed up.
Surprise! No one's surprised. There's no surprise party.
Yeah, yeah. Surprise, you're not having a surprise party this year because we don't care. Yeah, surprise, you're not having a party because I'm really not interested. And surprise, if you invite me, surprise, I won't show up. But surprise, I'll come up with some good excuse to tell you of why I didn't show up. Surprise.
Surprise.
Well, if we use like in five times in each sense, and you start using surprise, then we have some more words to use over and over and over again. Get it?
Are you making fun of me?
No. Oh,
okay.
No. But would you like me to?
No thanks.
No thank you. So, yeah, so you felt that before then, that deflated.
Hell yes. Yeah, I like deflated. That is what I feel. So, yeah, I don't want to be deflated based on whatever. Who's there, who's not there.
Mm.
I don't want to walk in deflated.
I thought of another time that you were you've been deflated.
Yes, and I know what you're talking about.
You want to share with the audience?
with our audience?
You want to share with me?
Not getting a part in a show. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Mm.
No.
Tell me what you were thinking.
It was close. Mm-hmm. Not after rehearsing, not getting cut out of the live scene.
Oh yeah. Hell yes. A little deflated, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a deflated getting.
Yeah, it's like poof.
Mm-hmm.
Burst my bubble.
Yes. I like my new emotion.
But I don't like it. It doesn't feel too good.
No, it doesn't feel good, but I like the description, and I like to be able to share that description because people can relate to that, I'm sure.
Yes. I know I can.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on with you this week? Why did you, because you called or texted a couple of days ago and asked to do a show. Is there anything specific you wanted to do, or you just wanted to let it flow? Or
there's nothing specific I wanted to do or talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I would have some time on Saturday. We've been talking about doing something, doing a show, so it just hit me. To set it up.
Oh, well, I am so glad that you did.
Yeah, me too.
Now, would you like to share with the... What?
I do have something.
Yes. And we will listen to it as soon as we take this quick commercial break, audience. We will be right back. Reality Spirituality. Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
And we are back. That was a short commercial break.
I like that.
Yeah, that was a short commercial break. You don't get too comfortable, and then you see, so when you're on the commercial break, you can't walk away because you never know when I'm going to come back. And if you miss something, then you're going to be deflated. Get it?
Yes, I do get it.
Yeah, so that's how all this stuff ties in. So please, before our break, we were talking to Nathan, and he was going to share with us something that happened to him this week that really irritated the hell out of him. And like we like to say, ruffled his feathers. Nathan,
oh,
take
no,
away.
Baby, I wasn't going to share a story like that.
Oh.
But I could actually, I will think of a story like that. I have a quick story, yes.
Please. Entertain us. Hey, I'm all ears. Get it?
So we have two guards at the front of my apartment.
Okay.
Walk in the apartment complexes too. They're like guards, or I don't know who they are.
They're
they
called
all
doormen.
Alike.
They're called doormen.
Yeah, but they don't hold the door for you, so they're just there.
Oh, okay.
So then they change. There's different ones on different shifts. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen most of them. And I was coming back to my apartment. This is a different time I usually come back. Sometime in the morning, or it's early, and I come in, and this guy says, and I say hi to them. I say hi to both of them. I say, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, excuse me. He says, I don't want to be rude, but do you live here? And because if you don't live there, you got to, like, sign in. But if you live there, you just walk to your room. And I just kept walking, and I was like, "Yeah, I do." Like,
basically, you gave him flip off energy.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, keep going because that's what you created. Keep going.
it was very brief and it was short, but I felt, what are you talking? Like, yeah, of course I live here. Like, leave me alone.
I'm listening.
The end.
Oh, that's the end?
Yeah, I said it's short.
Oh, but then what happened? I mean, were you mad? Were you ticked off? Were you bothered? Were you thinking about it on your way up to your room?
Yeah, I thought it was funny that I got mad at him when I was going back up to my room. I was taking the elevator up. I got it, but I understand. You know, it was like, damn, he's just trying to do his job.
Listen.
And then I was thinking like, it doesn't look like I live here. Like, what, this guy doesn't think I look like I live here, or what's up? Why did he ask me? That's what I was thinking about. Why did you ask me?
Okay. So you were personally insulted.
You're taking
it personally, like you do most things, correct?
Yes.
It's like you do most things.
Most things.
So. So you were thinking about it, which means that it didn't really flow with you. It kind of got stuck in the mud.
It did get a little, something. I got a little stuck with that.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit. Yeah, it's like,
Yes. Okay, so let's do this. Let's dissect the hell out of this shit.
All right.
Before you even saw the security guards, what were you thinking about? What were you thinking about as you were walking towards your building? Were you even thinking about knowing the security guards or not knowing the security? Did anything pop in your head about security guards before you actually saw a security guard?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. No, really. I don't want to be a know-it-all, but I knew that.
Mm.
So you had something going on in your head about security guards, not knowing them, hoping you know them, you don't know them, whatever you were thinking, I don't know what it was, but you had something going on in your head already. You created a scenario that hadn't even happened. And whatever you, and this is just my opinion, and whatever you created, it wasn't something that you were going to be happy about. See, you weren't creating a wonderful scenario with I wonder if I can meet a new security guard that I haven't met before. I'm really looking forward to either seeing who's on shift or who's not on shift. I hope I get to meet someone new. It wasn't with that energy, correct?
Correct.
Yes, so.
I like this. Keep
that's
going.
How, Yeah, that's how powerful we are. That's how powerful you are, Nathan. So this being conscious of, and I'm not even talking about your thoughts, because it's really not what you're thinking. It's the vibration you attach to your thoughts. Because I could curse somebody out and say, you're such a loser, you fat ass, blimp, whatever. But my energy behind it can be light and fun and funny. Like I'm entertaining myself.
Right.
So it's very, listen, I'm not giving you any excuses, because we all have excuses. But I'm like talking about, it's early in the morning, you're tired, you're late, you don't have time to talk, you're not in the mood to talk, whatever we say it is. But in reality, it's really our vibration. Because if our vibration is at a certain level, there is absolutely nothing. If I'm skipping through the clouds, there is nothing that's going to bring me down. Now, if I'm not skipping through the clouds, I'm going to be noticing everything and vibrating like there's going to be an issue, there's going to be a problem, there's going to be whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's so good about it, puppy. That's what's so good about it, because you have the power. You know how you're feeling. And not only do you know how you're feeling, you can change it from 2 seconds. You can change from being irritated to happy on a cloud in a flash. Because if I just told you you won the lotto, you'd be changing in a flash. So you have the ability to change it. Not just you, but we have the ability to change it. So know that however you're feeling, you just say, no, you know what? These shoes don't fit. This feeling doesn't fit right now. I want to switch it up. That's all you do. Just say you want to switch it up. And it's just a habit we get into. It's like you have a really good habit making a smoothie in the morning. My son makes a smoothie with wheat germ and egg and oatmeal and fruit and yogurt, Greek yogurt, strawberries. He loves strawberries. And it's really good for him. He loves to do it. It's easy. It's healthy. Healthy quotes. But see, and so feeling good is the same thing. It's like, hey, I want to hold on to this feeling a little bit more. I'd rather feel like that than like that.
Mm-hmm.
Little steps, little baby steps.
I like that.
Well, you inspire me a lot, Nathan, with your stories. I mean, when I asked you to tell a story, without your stories, I wouldn't have anything to think about. You know, I'm thinking. I think about your stories. It's like food. It's food for me. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, and I like your story too. I like your cycling story, because it got me off too with the yoga and. Talking about deflated, we found deflated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you watch Survivor this week yet?
I did.
Oh.
What happened last time? Oh, so now they're voting off the guys.
Yes, and there's only one guy left.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the previews, they
right.
want to get one of the girls off now, because that Tarzan guy he's not going to win anything.
No, he's not. So they're not going to want to vote him out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's no threat at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you like any of them?
I like the one that Kim, the one that's very smart and leading the whole thing. I like her.
Yeah.
I like the black girl. I like that other girl too. I don't know her name. I don't like that girl that was Colton's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. It's not that I don't like her, but you know what? Throw her in there because she's a little firecracker. Go for it.
Yeah, she's fun. I like her more now than I did before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So can I share another story?
Yeah.
I left this message for you. And the message was, I realized that I've been vibrating. And when I say vibrating, it means, what am I? Am I vibrating peace? Am I vibrating worry? Am I vibrating healthy? Am I vibrating whatever it is? What am I vibrating? I have been vibrating all of my life. And this is the vibration of, waiting for something else to happen, wanting something else to happen. I have been vibrating something else all my life. And I'm done with it. I'm ready to start vibrating what is right now. What am I doing? Enjoying this moment, loving this, embracing, wrapping my arms around this moment and holding on to it like this is it, as opposed to what else? And I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I will tag on one last thing on my end.
Mm-hmm.
And my new thing is being in the moment I was talking about me listening to my thoughts like it's almost like it's a friend of mine that I talk to or that always talks to me mm-hmm. about the past, about the future, ego, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of listening to, it's not that I can't listen to it, and I don't judge it if I hear that. I just step out of it a little bit and say, oh, that's what he's saying right now. Okay, he says this. He's talking about that. Cool. And I just find things to focus on in the moment, like something to look at or what I'm hearing or what I feel, what I smell, anything. What's happening in the moment. And then eventually I'm not really listening to that anymore.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
What a good strategy.
Yeah. And it's most useful in times when I'm doing things that I'm used to doing, like taking the elevator, brushing my teeth, things where I used to like to think, spend my time thinking because there's nothing else to do or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I practice it those times. And that's that.
Now, you said something, and I'm gonna ask you if you agree with me or not.
Okay.
Well, what's your opinion? It's not my original thought. But I've read, you're not thinking unless it's a new thought. If it's an older thought or recycled thought or something that's or regurgitated thought, that's not thinking. That's regurgitating or rehashing or whatever. So I like to, when I'm thinking, when I say thinking, I only, if it's a new thought, that's when I'm thinking. The other thing I'm just, so in other words, I put a, I know what it is because it's not thinking. To me, I think thinking is a new thought. So to me, I just say it's like you say, you're, in other words, they're just kind of entertaining you. They're entertaining you.
You don't label it as thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Yes.
Because it's just,
yes.
No, it's really not.
No.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like entertaining, or it's like a rerun. It's like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Rerun. It's a
review.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Like watching Seinfeld over again. But yeah, and so when you know what, when you know that what it is, you're not saying it's good or it's bad. You say, oh, that's a rerun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I play so many games with myself just to
right.
kind of work this shit out.
Well, you said it's all a joke. You said it's all just fun, and it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a joke. It can be. Why can't it be fun?
And funny.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
You're complete?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm complete too, and we're going, listen, I want to say thank you, and thank you, audience. We did a wonderful show. It was, almost 40 minutes here with Nathan and Rebecca Norrington. And I'm going to say thank you to my audience. I love all of you. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington and Nathan Norrington.
Yeah,
oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.
Get
real.